a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station.
It's 6 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have blue sky, 91 degrees.
And emergency traffic north and south by I-15 Bluffdale. I'm Steve Carlson.
KSL's top story. Police are identifying the woman who was shot and killed in a typically busy part of Salt Lake City. However, they're still trying to figure out who shot her and how to track them down. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson with more.
The woman has been identified as 33-year-old Alicia Baxter, and she does have a criminal record, but mostly things like misdemeanor shoplifting. But police didn't have any interactions with her until just this year.
We've had some dealings with her, but we haven't had a lengthy history with her.
Detective Greg Wilking says there were plenty of people around, but they're still trying to determine who may have witnessed what happened. And so far, Wilking says this appears to be a case of street justice.
We haven't had a lot of cooperation out of individuals that were on scene.
Wilking says the people who heard the shot called for an ambulance but didn't call for police to arrive. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 601. We have new details on an officer-involved shooting in Salt Lake City. Maria Chaleos is here. So when did this happen?
Jeff, it happened earlier this month, and Salt Lake police have released the body cam video of their fifth officer-involved fatal incident this year. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce has more, and you will hear gunshots in her story.
Officers had been responding to a 911 hang-up call at the Park Place Apartments on 3rd East earlier this month when they spotted a car involved in a shooting. A man, woman, and young girl were inside, but so was Richie Santiago, who had warrants out for domestic violence and running from law enforcement. Santiago's put under arrest. He says on tape he won't resist, but then officers say he put his hand in a backpack and pulled out a handgun. Officers say Santiago also pointed his gun as he went to the ground. You can also hear screaming from the young girl and the woman who says, "You shot my husband." The officers are on paid leave as West Valley City Police investigate. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
A judge this week denied Deer Valley's request to be dismissed from the Gwyneth Paltrow lawsuit. A man sued saying Paltrow slammed into him, injured him, and kept going. The ski resort argued that the lawsuit should be settled between the victim and the actress. But part of the lawsuit also says a Deer Valley ski instructor berated the man and didn't call the ski patrol for help. KSL's top national stories this hour. Airports across the country, passengers arriving on international flights were standing in longer lines than usual this afternoon. Customs and Border Protection's computers had been shut down for 2 hours nationwide. Micah Lilliard, a spokesman for Dulles International in Virginia, tells ABC Radio they became aware of the problem around 3:30 Eastern time.
It did occur at a fairly busy time in the afternoon when several of our transatlantic flights are arriving. And that has added to the amount of people who are not being able to be processed through passport control at this time.
Officials at Salt Lake International Airport say delays have been minor due to a backup system that they have in place. Police have arrested a 15-year-old girl in California for allegedly posting a threat on Snapchat. The girl said that she was going to commit a shooting at her high school. The Fresno Police Department got a call from the FBI at 5 o'clock yesterday morning warning them of the threat. Police used GPS to track down the post and the girl. Other national stories KSL is following. Another court challenge from the Trump administration, this one challenging the administration's new rule that makes it harder for lower-income immigrants to get permanent resident status in the U.S. California is leading the charge, which includes more than 10 other states. ABC's Serena Marshall has more.
California Attorney General Javier Becerra said the administration's new rule that would drastically alter legal immigration by denying visas and green cards to immigrants not only if they use but could qualify to use public assistance programs like Medicaid, food stamps, and housing vouchers hurts us all.
Many of America's greatest successes are true rags-to-riches stories, and more of them are coming.
The new rules are set to take effect in October. Serena Marshall, ABC News, Washington.
An autopsy, is now complete on accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein. ABC's Aaron Katursky.
The Office of the Chief Medical Examiner here in New York has concluded that Jeffrey Epstein's death was suicide by hanging. ABC News has previously reported that Epstein used a bedsheet to hang himself in his cell at MCC Manhattan, where he was found at 6:30 Saturday morning. Investigators with the FBI, the Justice Department Inspector General, and the Bureau of Prisons are now investigating why Epstein was left alone in his cell and largely unsupervised in the hours before his death. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
It looked like a sure thing yesterday, but today we are certain. Salt Lake City Councilwoman Erin Mendenhall and State Senator Luz Escamilla are heading to the November mayoral general election. The matchup confirmed after the latest batch of results were released from the Salt Lake County Clerk's office. Mendenhall leads the pack with just over 24% of the vote. Escamilla comes in second with over 21%. KSL News Time, 6:05.
A quick check on traffic now. Ricky Meese, where are the trouble spots?
Well, right now it's southbound I-15 just after 146 South. We've had this stalled vehicle in a center lane of traffic. UHP has now arrived on the scene and they are blocking the right lanes to try to get that semi out of the roadway and over to the shoulder. So we're going to see backup stacking up really quickly now. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A beautiful night for high school football. The season kicks off. Do you have any idea how hard it is to be the ref for one of these high school games? My minute of news is next.
Blue skies.